Right, just after 5 o'clock at a very soggy and swampy Hyde Park. And the official news is we're not dead yet, lads. 111 to 107. Good win, very good win. And the results went our way today. So I think relegation now is a far more distant prospect than it was before the throw-in. an awful lot closer than it should be. Like, it was a bit nervy there at the end. We were 110 to 4 points up. Until the Roscommon got their first score of the second half with about 12 minutes of playing time left, but then got a goal just after that. And once they did, the Roscommon that have been playing in the league so far finally belatedly showed up. They got back to three. They could have got closer, but we held out, and Killian marked his return with the insurance point from a free right at the end. It's a great win on a day when really the match shouldn't have gone ahead, because the pitch, the state of the pitch, is absolutely shocking. I mean, you know, no inter-county team should have to play on a surface like this. It's a fucking bog. That's all it is, you know. It shouldn't have been played. And I just, you know, if Dublin, if there's, you know, a significant amount of rain between now and next Sunday, I'll eat my hat if Dublin are asked to play on a surface like this. It was, you know, from a health and safety perspective, it was just, you know, there's no way it would pass muster. The interesting thing was, though, that we adapted to the conditions far better than they did, and that's not surprising, you know, with their fast nippy forwards and all that. But I think we really showed up their deficiencies in the first half, but in doing so showed up our own as well. I mean, they had nothing around the middle. We won absolutely everything around the middle in the first half, completely owned the ball. The wide count, I think I saw Malachy Kirk tweeting it at 9. I had it at 12 or 13. I just thought, you know, I mean our shooting was unbelievably bad. It was off the map. We should have been out the gate by half time, and yet we were only 2 points up, you know. But then we made up for it straight after the break. You know, we could have been a bit nervous at half time, thinking we'd have to play into that wind. But within 2 minutes of the restart, we had a goal and a point, a goal and two actually added to it. Goal from Evan Regan was gas. I mean, how many steps? 13, 14, 15, 16, who cares, you know. He buried it nicely, but I mean, he clearly was over carrying. Probably the only good decision we got of Morris Deegan, who is up there with my least favourite refs of all time. You know, Aidan O'Shea had his usual sort of Aidan O'Shea day that you know, no matter what anyone did to him, he wasn't going to get a free. And it was on a day when if anyone got a tip and fell over, they got a free, you know, so kind of frustrating there. But anyway, look, it's a good win, a bit nervy, as I said, towards the end, but that's, I guess, to be expected, you know, when so much is at stake right at the end, and for so long we were going to win with ease, but then had to dig it out. So, yeah, so that's it. That's the Rossies, as everyone was saying, joyfully saying on the way out. That's the Rossies back in their box for a while. And I guess it sort of puts that story of the changing of the guard back in a bit of proper perspective before we head into the summer. And it's a summer we're heading into where we'll more than likely now have our Division 1 status retained. So, all in all, then, that was a decent day's work. Okay, over and out.